I'm Jennifer Martin. I'm an Air Force wife. We're an Air Force family. This is how I've introduced myself for almost two decades, but I guess today is the last time I'll do that. Today, after 20 years active duty, my husband retires from the United States Air Force. I've been standing next to a man in uniform for 19 years this month. 19 years. When I agreed to marry a very young first lieutenant, his retirement date of 2014 seemed like an eternity away, some impossibly futuristic goal. When I said yes to him and the Air Force, I envisioned world travel, elegant Air Force balls, and a fulfilling career of my own. Some of our dreams came true, some didn't. At any rate, it doesn't seem possible that after a mere 20 years, it is time for him to move his uniform to the back of the closet. I can't imagine a home without combat boots by the door. Maybe I'll put some flowers in an old pair and put it on my porch as a little military tchotchke. Anyway, while I know my feminist friends will balk at this, the phrase Air Force wife has been more than a descriptor. It has been my identity. Yes, I am my own individual with an education and my own accomplishments, and as anyone who knows me can attest, my own opinions. I don't exist just to be my husband's wife. But I have been proud of my role in his service. And I'm not sure my civilian friends can relate to how this midlife identity shift feels. Maybe they was going through divorce or major career changes are experiencing something similar, but the military lifestyle is so unique from all other existences. The demands of military life have pervaded every single facet of our lives. It has affected the big decisions, like where to send our two daughters to school, and the little decisions, like which furniture to buy. Sturdy, cheap, and in neutral colors, by the way. Of course it has been difficult at times. We've endured multiple year-long separations. He's missed enormous chunks of our kids' lives. We've moved every 2 to 3 years. We've had more tear-filled goodbyes than I care to count. Mostly, though, the military life has been good to us. This fraternity has treated us to some fabulously fun times. And to Americans' credit, we've enjoyed a rather special status, too. I mean, you can't beat free passes to Disney World. We've lived in some nice places. I've had some cool jobs. The friends we've made are so true and loyal and generous, my heart bursts with love for them. We've been part of this beautiful, honorable tradition of military service. But now it's time to find a real job, and we have to move out of our base house. We have to decide whether to stay in Oklahoma or relocate yet again. We like you Oklahomans. We're leaning towards staying. But for the first time in 20 years, we are in charge of our future. Yeah, I'm terrified. But we'll walk forward as a family, with equal parts hope and worry, trepidation and optimism. We are some tough people. And we have an arsenal of joyous memories and beautiful friendships to shore us up. We'll be okay. But I'll still really miss pausing for the national anthem at 5 and sending up my evening prayer to the mournful strains of taps at 10.